It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Mario Cristobal joins us. The head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Spring football is over, but no time to rest because the transfer portal opens up today as well. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe Rose. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, man, it's great to have you. And I've been saying this to everybody. Everybody's getting tired of in my life right now going, playing time doesn't discriminate. I love that. By the way, that if you're suiting up today, you have a chance. I love it, Mario. Did you come up with that, or did you steal that from somebody? I just want to know.
I don't know. I mean, as years go by, you keep kind of collecting this and that. And
I like it.
Popping your night.
Hey, so we got a bunch of stuff to get to. Finishing up. By the way, I like the team a lot. How do you feel after going through this thing? And I know everybody's talked a lot about Cam Ward. He looked good again. But overall, from what you've seen from this group, and I know you're going to hit this transfer portal pretty good, but how do you feel about this group?
Strong progress in personnel, the way we compete, executing systems, having continuity with our coordinators, just coming together from a connection standpoint, development, growth standpoint. A lot of progress and a lot more to get after in the upcoming months. So, again, just enthused, fired up because of the way that we're continuing to move forward.
Hey, Mara, I got to get into this one, too. This could be the greatest tool of all time. So you had Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, and Michael Irvin out there. So all those young kids could go, wait a second. I watched those guys play at one point. They're all in the Hall of Fame. That's pretty damn cool to get all those guys back.
It's off the charts. The energy at that alumni reunion. I mean, we had close to 300 alumni back in town. And those guys got a chance of speech, and they deliver a message that hits you right between the eyes and really right in the heart. And then really they're talking about the work. They're talking about putting aside the nonsense and the BS and getting after the work. And at the end of the day, with all the noise, these guys are hearing from their people, their mentors, their agents, their advisors. Who are you going to listen to? Those guys and what they've accomplished, or some of the bystanders making noise? It's very powerful, and it's one of those things they let them know. Either you're in as a Hurricane or you're not. So they were phenomenal.
Boy, Mario, I got to tell you, it is a different world. And out there right now, transfer portal, and as you said, the noise around them, whether it's family members, buddies, whatever other people from other programs are telling them, where something doesn't go right and guys are looking to bolt. Has it made this job a lot more difficult with those situations?
I don't know if the word difficult is the right word. I know it just brings things to light that were always there. Now there's just a lot more freedom involved and a lot, I guess, the restrictions that were put in place to create resiliency and to create, education and to create just the willingness to fight through and battle and compete. Those things are off the table. So I don't know. It kind of shows some true colors, and at the same time, some other guys might make a snap decision that they might regret later. And then some other guys have the ability to make decisions that are probably best for them. There's a little bit of everything in there. It's a mixed bag. But it's certainly a different day and age. You just got to be very, connected. And you also, more importantly, Joe, you have to be willing to never, ever compromise your culture and the standards that you're setting for your program. Because if you do that, as it relates to any outside stuff, it ain't going to happen.
Mario, I thought last year's freshman class, starting with your right tackle and your pass rusher, Reuben Bain and Maui Noah, how good those guys were. Now everybody's looking. It looks like coming out of spring football, you got a lot more young guys that got a chance to play for you this year from what you're getting right now from all these young guys who showed up at moments throughout spring football for you. What did you think overall of this young class?
No, without a doubt. I mean, we had 26 newcomers on campus. They did not disappoint from every standpoint. I mean, you start with what they do off the field academically, and they were our best academic class, and they carried over to the weight room, and they had a great off season, and it showed up in spring ball. And the vast majority of these guys are competing right now for playing time and being significant contributors. And they're all about the older guys did a great job bringing them into culture and teaching them. So really pleased. Last year's class, again, we set a record with number of freshman All-Americans, and this one may be as good or maybe better.
So now you've had a chance to evaluate. I'm sure you're in meetings all the time going through what you've seen. I know you've been very open about the fact that you're going to hit this transfer portal and going to hit it hard. Have you already started to talk to players? Have guys come to you that will be leaving or staying and going through that process?
Yeah, we've had conversations with most everybody. They'll continue throughout the day, and you kind of just go right at it. And some situations are very clear, and some maybe not as clear, and then all of a sudden some become muddy. But either way, I think it's not more complicated than just putting the facts on the table and making decisions from there. And sometimes they're mutual, and sometimes they're on this side of the table, and sometimes they're on that side of the table. But all in all, I think in the end, the decisions that are made are best for everybody. You just don't BS into it. You know, you go right to it.
Hey, so let's talk about some of these guys. This Elijah Lofton story has been one hell of a story. Starting at tight end, running around out there, playing, watching him catching a ball. Then he starts getting carries for you. Everybody's raved about everything this guy can do. Tell us about Elijah Lofton, man. We really didn't know that much about him before.
Yeah, just about at 6'2", 250, and he does a lot of stuff. You should see him playing on defense and watching him on special teams. He just all-out natural football player. You know, I didn't, you know, ever get to play with the crazy greats you play. Guys like Keith Byers, right, that could do it all.
Right.
And just line up where and do it. I mean, he can do that and more. And his value from just a worker standpoint comes from an awesome program, right, Bishop Gorman out there in Vegas. And it's just he's got unbelievable DNA, unbelievable competitive, just everything about him. So absolute stud.
Hey, we got a lot of, and I talk about this true freshman class that, you know, graduated early to come in so they'd have a chance to play right away and get their feet wet in spring football. I want to ask you about a couple of guys that are coming in, because the one problem this program has had, one of the biggest, has been getting big talented defensive linemen. And you have a couple of them coming in, and Justin Scott and Artavius Jones. But they weren't there for spring. How far behind and how much work will they get before camp starts to get in here and have a chance to compete and play?
Well, the good thing is that Justin has just finished up basketball season. So at 300-plus pounds, I mean, he's active on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's not the same as being here. We know that. But whatever he's behind on, I mean, it's – Nowadays, you could do a lot to catch him up. It's not the same as being here in January, obviously, but you could do a lot to catch him up. And Artavius is currently competing, or just finished this weekend in the state meet for weightlifting. I believe he clean and jerked 345, which is a massive. I think his presses, I think his bench is at 420, maybe a little bit more. His back squats over 5. He's the right kind of guy. Now, again, you got to get in here and you got to bang it up, put on pads, learn the system, play with pad level, and take on these monsters on a daily down-by-down basis. But they are the right kind of guys. You wish they were here. Just going to have to ramp them up as fast as we can.
Let's talk about Cam Ward for a second. Has he been as good as you thought he would since being here and running things, his leadership, the throws he makes, everything?
Probably a little bit more than we thought.
Wow.
And an appetite to do more, you know. And I talking with him yesterday, it's like, we haven't played a game yet, so let's, you know. So, we all know what's up, what we have in him. I think you saw bits and pieces of him. You saw a little bit in practice. He just wants to get better, man. He just wants to push the guys around him. He's an alpha leader. He's really about the team and just wanting to win. He's about winning, and he just happens to be uber talented and a tremendous worker.
As far as the backup goes for the quarterback position, I know you've rotated a lot of guys. You got a pretty good idea who you like, or is this thing still pretty open?
We have a talented room, you know, and all some guys do some things better than others, but we'll keep those guys competing, you know, throughout the summer and then in the fall camp. But certainly a talented room and some decisions coming down the line.
Yeah. So let's move over to wide receiver. Always a topic with you, Mario, since you've been here. Jacoby George and Xavier Restrepo both had really good years last year. How do you feel about this group, especially now that you got a couple of young guys like JoJo Trader and Nyke Carr? I guess Isaiah Horton really seemed to have his best camp and also kind of took a step up.
Yeah, there's progress in that room. There's development in that room, and I'm going to demand a whole lot more of it because that position has to be the most selfless. It has to be the most team-oriented. So, you know, we've got to hammer that and drive that home, and we need leadership from that group. That's the bottom line. Leadership and consistency, and the best way to do that is to ramp up competition. So proud of them for the spring that they had. Obviously, we have miles to go as it relates to all parts of the game because receivers have to catch and secure the ball and get up the field, but they also have to block really well. You know, they have to block correctly. There's a lot of things that go. They have to play special teams. You can't have a team where only the defensive players are playing on special teams. So everyone has to increase their snap values. So we're on that position really, really hard. They've responded well, and they're going to be expected to do more.
Mari, help me out on this one. We talk a little bit about this. So you've had two really talented recruiting classes in back-to-back years. So you got a lot of 4- and 5-star guys that are really good. I think we've seen it. I know they have to play to get better, and then because you want to win now, you're also bringing in the best players. So the transfer portal guys who are a couple years older come in and play, and you still want to keep those guys like, hey, you know, you're a big part of this. How hard is that between developing, you know, again, two of the most talented recruiting classes we've had around here in a long, long time, and yet you're out trying to get the best transfer portal players as well?
Well, I mean, the only way to combat the ever-changing, like, college football climate is just to keep bringing in the best talent, the best human beings you can, and let it play out on the field. The field's going to tell the truth. The film's going to tell the truth at the end, you know? And, I mean, I think you just put it in perspective. Our first recruiting class, they're freshmen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
our second is on the way here. It just got here, so they're making their way onto the field. Do you wish they were ready, juniors and seniors? Of course. That's what a program should look like. Top classes layered, you know, freshmen, sophomore, junior, and seniors. And we're working our way there. In the meantime, we supplement some of it with the transfer portal because obviously that was the biggest area of attack upon arrival was the roster and roster overhauls and additions and betterments. They take, you know, they take a lot of work. And they take some time, and everything points, all the arrows are pointing in the right direction, man. It's really starting to fill up in the right kind of way. And, again, to your question, Joe, you just have to you cannot allow yourself to skip a year or skip a position on a given year because if you do, you can create a massive hole in a hurry, okay? And I think that's been Miami's problem over the past several years, really, is you just can't skip years. You have to constantly, relentlessly, whatever comes with it, you know, departures, if a guy doesn't want to compete, if they feel they're behind, it doesn't matter. Just keep bringing in the best you could possibly can get because at the very worst, the best ones are on the field playing.
Yeah, and I got to ask you about the running back position. You've had a couple guys transfer. You had guys that are injured that aren't back yet. You've had some other guys that have been injured and just getting the rust off right now. You feel like you still need to upgrade that position or get more depth, or do you feel pretty good? I know you got a really special one coming in from St. Thomas Aquinas that everybody's raved about up here in Broward County. How do you feel about that position?
No, there, you know, we need to keep making that position better and deeper, you know, and we feel great about the young talent. And I think it's important, like you mentioned those guys talking the other day about their time at Miami and their experience, and a big part of that was development, you know. And when you're a young guy, if development's a bad word to you, if development is like, you know, an offensive word, brother, football's going to teach you some hard lessons, you know. We got to keep developing, you know, we got to keep adding talent there. We need to certainly bolster that position.
I know you've heard this. Everybody's going, hey, who's the next Reuben Bain? I like you guys. What? Who's the next Maui Noah? And I'm like, hey, man, I don't know. I don't know if that's – do you expect more of that? Are you expecting that every year now to have two guys that from day one basically came in and played like they're getting drafted?
Well, the first thing is I expect our coaches and our players to challenge themselves, particularly both Reuben Bain, and Francis. If you were that effective and productive and good as a freshman, you should be an absolute monster as a sophomore, right? No looking back at your awards, at all the write-ups and whatnot. You better be an absolute monster, and you better be a leader by example. Guys of that caliber in this class, there's some potential guys. That's hard to duplicate now, you know, and they came into a different roster as well, you know?
That's true.
They forged forward, but they took it and they did it. There are some really, there's some that are tipping right there. They're close. And probably this class in numbers has probably more guys that are ready to contribute now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was my take, just being out there about how many of these young guys, it's amazing, seem like they're ready to start playing. So I got to ask you, because everybody's going to be talking about the first day of the transfer portal opening up today. Can you give us some areas? I know it's about upgrading the roster. It's always about that. Can you give me some areas you're kind of specifically looking at out there that as more players jump into it?
I think you got to look at the entire roster, Joe. I don't think there's any area on any team in the country that's not looking to get better and increase competition. And we bring that to our players. It's like, look, brother, if you in any way, shape, or form shy away from the competition that's brought in on a yearly basis, it ain't going to work. Every roster has 85 scholarships, okay? And spring football now is like NFL minicamp where you're over numbers, and you're trying to let the guys play and see who really fits your systems. And then at the end, who's got to go, who's, you know, maybe not ready to compete, who doesn't want to compete, what area can you make yourself better? Does a guy have to switch positions? You just roll. And then as this portal thing goes on and things pop in there may be some really, like, things that we can add to the roster that can benefit the University of Miami. And you know what, Joe? At the end,
yeah,
the only thing that matters is University of Miami winning, right? That's the only thing that matters, is bringing people here that have the guts and have the willingness to work their butts off to win. This is not a one-man, you know, selfish operation. This is not about popularity, about clicks. This is not about, you know, who's cool. This is about dudes that could flat out do it on and off the field at a really high level. And we have to inundate this roster with that caliber talent. And we're getting closer and closer, and there's a lot of progress. So all systems go, man. Attack this thing 100 miles per hour.
So Mario, I get this all the time because this transfer report, and I'll leave you alone. I appreciate it. I haven't talked to you, so I had major buildup for talking to you this morning.
I tried to get to practice. We had pads for you. We had bleach for you.
You scare me. You really scare me.
You used to master that on wide zone with a backside cutoff. I used to
backside. Oh, gosh. Dude, you're too funny. Hey, so last question I'll ask you, the transfer portal. As these names pop in, what does a list come out every day? How do you keep up on the West Coast and, hey, such and such out of a Pac-12 school, old Pac-12 school is entering the transfer portal. How do you get to that list and be one of the first ones to get to a guy that's really special?
Well, there's two. There's the NCAA website, which those things, like, they blip on there. So you got like an Android type human being sitting in front of that screen, just alerting, you know, hey, this is in, that's in. Or you get, you know, the comment of the post, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But the thing is, those don't tell the story. You know what I mean? Those don't tell the story, which when some pops on that's intriguing, you do your homework, you know. Is this guy going to class? Is he passing his drug test? Is he doing the right thing in the community? Is he competing on the field? Is he going into his weight room workouts and getting there early? Is he putting in extra time to learn systems? Is he a good teammate? That's all those questions and background checks, that begins when those alerts come out. So that's just the initial part of it, as well as the watching of the film. You know, now you can access a player in college football on a system. So,
Mario, that sounded like the draft, the way you just said. That's incredible. Hey, Mario, appreciate it, man, very much. Thanks for spending extra time. Don't get mad at Cam. That was just me. I had way too much coffee this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We have more coffee on the way for you. Have a great one, Joe.
All right, thanks. Mario Cristobal, Miami Hurricanes head football coach, joining us this morning. We could have taken a straight hour on that. I do want to take a second this morning to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Doesn't matter, man, what day it is. If you're looking for something new or used and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, it's time. It's time to find out why they are telling you right now these are the best overall products we have ever had for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Especially starting with the big, comfortable SUVs, the Suburbans and Tahoes have added more space and a brand new look that everybody's raving about. The midsize SUV, that Traverse, with a brand new look coming out here soon. Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer are smaller SUVs. So much style and substance, it's perfect. Right down to the Silverado trucks. I tell everybody this about the trucks. It feels like they custom make Silverado trucks that are perfect for your lifestyle. Whatever kind of truck you need. Full-time working truck, family truck, or that unbelievable Silverado 1500. Whatever it is you're looking for, we got it. And by the way, they've never made an ugly Corvette, but they took it to a whole new level of sexy with this last one that just came out. Hey, go find out for yourself. You get some time. You're starting to look around. That lease is up. I promise you this. Give them 60 to 90 minutes. You'll fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.